Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele, thanks to Kraft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners.
Hi, Rita Steele.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. A little bit better than you. Obviously, you're a bit housebound with a broken foot.
Yeah, broken feet are relatively gnarly, is what I'm learning.
Well, maybe next time you'll have a think about it before you break your foot.
Yeah, don't run downstairs, kids.
Don't run upstairs.
Or upstairs. Just don't run on, no running.
Don't run, yeah. Stairs. I was about to upgrade it as well, actually.
I actually really wish that I had a little chip in my brain that when I approached stairs, it was like, bing, bing, bing. You know how cars do when you go over 50Ks?
Yep.
That's what I would like.
Okay, well, we'll get someone on that immediately. But in the meantime, what's going on in the way of sustaining related stuff?
So I thought we'd talk about space junk today, because with all these Starlink sightings. So, you know, those train of satellite like dots in the sky that everyone's been seeing?
The space train.
Space train.
We're familiar with it.
Yes. So, it started making me wonder, and I have been spending quite a lot of time in bed because of the foot. I started wondering whether satellites, like, could just fall out of the sky. Or more to the point, you know, do they have to be decommissioned? Like, what happens? Like, whose responsibility are these satellites once they're up there? And it was really fascinating. I went down a rabbit hole. This is not really my area because I don't know, we haven't really, sustainability doesn't really touch on the night sky, but, you know, in the work that I've done. So it was a new area for me, and I found myself learning all sorts of things that I didn't need to know, but in the process there is definitely a couple of major concerns about our orbit. One in particular is actually that astronomers are quite worried about these satellites that are going up. So the night sky currently has around 9,000 stars that are visible to us.
We've actually touched on this with our general segment with David Britton from the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium. So, yeah, you're right. There is a bit of pollution or sort of light pollution going on.
Yeah. So I'm probably just going to back up what he's saying in the first half of this. They are really quite worried about it. And I think there's over 2,000 satellites at the moment, and SpaceX has been approved to launch 12,000 of them, new satellites. So if you have missed the space train, or it's officially called Starlink, don't worry, there's lots more happening.
If you missed the space train, don't worry about it. There'll be another space train coming very shortly.
Shit you didn't think you'd say as an adult. But anyway, and they've also applied to put up another 30,000 of these. So there's also a couple of other companies looking at doing it, OneWeb and Amazon. So all up, there's about 50,000 satellites. And they're calling them mega constellations, and that versus 9,000 stars. So, astronomers are quite worried about what that's going to do to the night sky. And, you know, they are quite small, these things, or some of them are anyway, but they still reflect the sunlight and, you know, will impact, especially twilight night skies.
Mm.
So, yeah, so a little bit of a worry there. And I looked at some of the things they're trying to do. One of the things they're trying to do is paint them black, but there's still, there were some technical issues around that. So, it is something that we need to kind of be a little bit concerned about. The other area that is also quite concerning was sort of that, you know, what happens to the satellites once they are no longer feasible. Yeah, so the decommissioning of them. So officially known as space debris, we're actually seeing a lot of it, and it's on the increase. So 2017, there was about 105 million pieces of space debris out there in our orbit. In 2019, that increased to 130 million pieces. So
is that because a bunch of it smashed into each other and then made more of itself?
Yeah, kind of, in a nutshell. Also, some of them, like in higher orbit, that fall out of their orbit, they will crash into other pieces, or they'll burn up, but not completely. So that's kind of, I guess, why. And there's different sizes. So some of them, like the pieces that are under 1 centimetre, you know, they're less concerned about than the pieces that are, you know, over 10 centimetres and that kind of thing. So obviously, you know, they're not all space junk is equal. Size does matter in space. And they are the US based agency have been tracking the bits that matter. So they know all, where all the big bits are, I guess, that they've got to be concerned about. It is a real major issue because, so just to give you a little bit of context, so satellites, when they die, I guess, or when they're no longer feasible, there's two ways that they can dispose of them responsibly, I guess. One is to either fuel them so that they can drop, but keep enough fuel in them so that they can slow them down, and so they then drop out of the orbit and burn up in our atmosphere.
What about laser beam shooting them down?
We will get to that.
Okay, good.
The other way is to, and this, believe it or not, uses less fuel, is to power them up
with
and send them out into space.
A laser
and then,
beam.
What was that?
Sorry, I thought that was a laser beam one. I was just
powering them up and then sending them out to space.
If
then
we
they
did
go
that, do we put something on it going "Made on Earth"? Sorry, or something shit like that, or
no? I don't think so. I think that they've sent out other things to space that do that though.
Do we have a robot currently flying around space apologising for the human existence?
And if not, we bloody well should.
Warning! Warning everyone else.
Do not do this to your planet. I was just quite intrigued that actually firing it off into space uses less fuel than dropping it out of orbit. But anyway, so those are the two ways that you can responsibly get rid of satellites. The problem is that not everyone's responsible for their satellites.
Think, why don't they bring them back and then put them on eBay? I'd probably buy one.
I think they'll burn up. I think that I don't think they can bring them back.
But then how did the astronauts come back from the moon? Flat Earth. What?
Because I think it's different technology.
What?
Like, to bring them back. Like, the like satellites, they're like, who cares, they'll burn up. That's great. That works for us.
Sure.
They're not, yeah. I'm sure you could design one to come back, though.
Sounds like we've got it all figured out, actually.
Well, I don't. I'm making this bit up as I go along.
Okay.
So the big concern is that other satellites and the space station could crash into these little debris bits.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, there's so many little rocket companies now just doing it. You can just kind of get a little rocket and strap a little teddy bear on it with a GoPro and chuck it up there, and your class is stoked.
Totally, you know? Totally. I've actually got a book that we read, my son, and it's The First Hippo in Space, and the hippo makes a rocket out of some trees and fires it off into space. And
you can't trust hippos, that's what that means.
It's not far off that, what's going on now.
Yeah.
It is. The sky is a commons, but it's got a special term, and I'm very sorry, I've just forgotten what it is. But basically, it's like first in, first serve.
Mm. So there's a chance we will see Coca-Cola on the moon?
Oh, yeah, okay. Totally.
Okay, great.
It seems like we're just headed for a future where there's more and more crap fired up into space, and there seems like there's not a lot we can do about it because it's big corporations doing it.
Idiocracy.
Yeah, it's totally idiocracy. And if any listeners have not seen that movie, you definitely
we're
need
in
to
it.
See that
we're
movie.
In that movie.
What was that?
Apart from watering our plants with Gatorade, we're pretty much in that movie now, I think.
Yeah, we are. We are. It's, yeah, definitely. It's quite scary. Sometimes things happen, and I'm like,
electrolytes.
Yes, cool. So there has been a collision with the satellite. So a derelict Russian satellite, Cosmos, crashed into a active commercial satellite
in
2011 or 2009, I think.
Exchange insurance details up in space.
Yes, totally, good luck getting hold of those Russians. So it is a concern because there is a lot of, like, inactive and, what do they call them? Derelict satellites.
Derelict.
They're researching ways and trying to develop something to fix this problem. It's called OSCAR, which is Obsolete Spacecraft Capture and Removal. And lasers has been one of the options that they were developing, but it has been shelved. I think one of the they found issues in the site in the working.
Yeah. Also, if they make a massive laser that can blow stuff up, that's, you know, get that in the wrong hands, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think there was an element of that. they were like, they just sort of said there's a reason it's been shelved. But the other issue
imagine
was
imagine that dude at the soccer or football with his laser in his pocket that could blow stuff up.
Yeah. And imagine like Trump having access to that laser. Like,
I would rather not, actually.
Sounds like a really bad idea. It also was breaking
John
up the
Smiley.
Satellite, would break up the satellites into just smaller pieces.
John just wants to watch the world burn.
I'm just sort of imagining what happens to a laser in outer space? Is it like Star Wars? It just shoots through space and forever?
Yes, John. Star Wars is the only reference we've got.
You definitely should be asking your...
Can a laser shoot through space? I don't know.
And wouldn't it just keep going forever because there's no friction? I don't know.
Man.
Ask your space guy that. I think that would be great.
That's one for the space guy,
for
sure.
Ask him, yeah.
Everyone needs to stay in their lanes here.
Yeah, totally. I'm not going to... Listen to me talking about friction. Okay, so the other thing they've tried is nets, or they haven't tried it.
Everything's got to have space in front of it, though. It's kind of like when the iPod was first invented. Everyone just put an eye in front of everything. So now it's just, okay, we need a net. Well, it's going to be called a space net. Sweet.
Yeah, totally. Space harpoons.
Yes.
They tried that.
Space laser, man.
Space laser.
All right. I think, space junk. Sucks.
At the moment, the one that they're trying, and it's a $112 million project to date, and it's a robot that goes up into space and can pick up a piece of debris and biff it off into space.
Like a baseball pitcher robot.
Totally.
Okay.
So the one that they're going to try is going to go up there. It's tasked with just getting one piece and biffing it, and then it's going to, like, die or whatever, and actually just become more space junk, which is kind of funny. But it's proof of concept piece. But because they really need to solve this problem, especially if there's going to be, 40,000-50,000 satellites up there.
Also, if we're thinking about soon having manned flights just flying around our atmosphere, that's going to be... You don't want a bit of space junk flying into your space vessel.
Totally. The whole thing just sounds kind of like really unthought out.
Yeah, like how are you going to have a space pitcher without a space catcher? That's crazy.
God's catching them on the other side.
Don't you dare. Hey, Rita, on that God note, we should probably get out of here. We don't want to talk about God.
Final words, enjoy the night sky while we still have it.
Oh, don't say it like that.
Well, we don't, if there's any opportunity for us to have a say.
What about enjoy your space laser when you get it? What about that? That would have been pretty good.
Is one space laser worth the night sky? I don't know. And just think about the cost of this additional Wi-Fi we're going to be getting. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of excited about having self-driven cars, but I'm also kind of like, well, the night sky's pretty cool,
Yep.
Okay, that's me.
Thank you, Rita, very much. Always
no worries.
A pleasure.
And see you next week.
Cheers to Kraft Homes.
Yeah.
Kapai.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Rita.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Kraft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners. Go to krafthomes.co.nz.